Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm live. The denies, the attack, the lied about broadcast that globalist scumbags have sought to silence, but you have kept on air for 30 years. All right. I want to go to a special report we put out like 6-7 years ago dealing with depopulation. Then we're going to come back, and some stations don't carry this first five that join us, and I'll do the deep dive on the John Stossel mega-boosted video, 100 million views, you name it. I saw one version of 60, one with 50 this morning. That's 110 million views on X that Elon Musk is promoting. And again, you don't do this when you're not against the globalist. This devastates their operation. Musk is saying we should have children, a pro-human future. We should. We should also uplift the third world and make those countries beautiful places we want to go to, not lower us to their level, but raise us all up together. You don't raise the third world by imploding the first world. The globalists are at war with progress. That's why they say in Soylent Green, which is one of their big propaganda films, that by 2022, nothing would work. Well, because they were going to be sabotaging the infrastructure, and it goes back into their battle plans that predate the Rio de Janeiro meeting in 1992. They've been planning this for a long time with unlimited globalist Rothschild money to carry it out. So I'm going to explain the history of this and where we are and how we challenge the dominant ideology of the rulers. And by admitting the ideology, by admitting it's happening, the public will then understand what's happening to them and how it's an act of war to turn off the fertilizer, an act of war to turn off the fuel, an act of war to attack the food supply, an act of war to dissolve our borders, an act of war to put poisons in the food and water to lower our fertility, and they brag about it and they admit it. So here's this very important report on depopulation, and then we will break it all down on the other side. Please stay with us.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
It's all part of the project to tell you you're bad and that you're not needed, so you actually see yourself as cattle. It's all about dehumanization, demoralization.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So there is a powerful ruling class in the West that is the dominant power group in the world that are eugenicists, that are mad scientists, that want to have no rights for the general public, and they want to sell us to hate ourselves, believe we're hurting the earth, that we're killing everybody, and then how dare us even live, how dare us even, you know, have a car, but the globalists can fly around on jet airplanes and have giant palaces. So they're selling you on feudalism being a good thing. And if you go back to the Druids and the Aztecs and every other ancient culture during periods of decline, they would start human sacrifice, saying humans are bad, the gods demand we kill the children. It's in the Bible dozens and dozens of times about do not sacrifice your children to idols, do not believe humans are bad, get rid of human sacrifice. But this is an archetype, to use Carl Jung's terms, or Joseph Campbell's terms, that continues to bubble back up to the surface like psychic spiritual herpes. And so Elon Musk this morning posted it. It's got hundreds of millions of views already. Just one version, 60-something, another version, 50-something million views. We posted it on InfoWars.com. Epic report boosted by Elon Musk exposes globalist overpopulation myth. True threat is population collapse. But the globalists say they want a post-human world. Yuval Noah Harari, all of them say, at the WEF, the future's not human. The New York Times, the Washington Post, looking forward to the end of humanity, looking forward to the end of humans. They want you to hate yourself. So I played the little six-minute John Stossel excellent report last hour. Then I'm going to give you the rest of the story right now. And we've pulled a few clips that are mentioned barely in the report and found you the larger clip in context. Just one of them is so important. So let's go ahead and start over with clip one. And I'm going to start and stop it at each key point here. Go ahead and roll it.
Have you heard? The world's about to end.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Throughout history,
hey, pause.
People predicted the...
Back it up 10 seconds. Now, by cutting off the food, by cutting off the water, by cutting off the fertilizer and imploding the third world, they will then rush the first world and implode it and then say, oh, global warming caused 80-something million to starve to death during the lockdowns. Or the virus caused it. No, their policies did it. They use the virus as the excuse. So they are creating the end of the world for most people. They are creating an artificial Armageddon. They are creating a collapse, the Great Reset, to build back better. So so they're creating the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I don't feel fine. So they're attacking every institution that's good, the family, men, women, children, infrastructure, organic food. They're flooding the zone with toxins and poisons because they want control of the future. Start the report over from the beginning.
Have you heard? The world's about to end.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Throughout history, people predicted the end of humanity. This month, 60 Minutes was on the case.
You seem to be saying that humanity is not sustainable.
No, humanity is not sustainable.
Bizarrely, they featured this man, who has always predicted doom.
We are very close to a famine disaster in the United States.
Why would they treat him like an expert?
Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
Hey, pause.
But his dire prophecies...
Back in 5 seconds. None of his dire prophecies came true. He said in the 60s we're all dead in 10 years. He said in the 70s we're all dead in 10 years. Sound familiar? He wants you to believe you're dead. He wants you to believe it's hopeless. He wants you to give up. He wants to demoralize you. And he gets up on TV in the late 70s and says, we're going to control all the TV programs and put out nothing but images as fathers as bad to break up the family. And see? And they did it. It's not like he's some nut just saying this. They've done it. He's just their front man. Now in official control of world policy. Continue.
States. Why would they treat him like an expert?
Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
But his dire prophecies, again and again, turn out to be wrong.
In the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
Back it up 5 seconds. They're blocking, with the tax code, the development of independent wealth. They're cutting off resources. They made a deal in the 70s with China to only do industrial and production there. Again, all of it is to create a dystopia so you give up. Because they know we're going to reach escape velocity with all this technology and that they won't be able to control it and they won't be the oligarchy and control the planet anymore. They actually are the anti-technology people. Continue.
In the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
His bestseller, which sold an amazing 3 million copies, said nothing can prevent a substantial increase in the world death rate. That was comically wrong. Today, there are 4 billion more people. The death rate fell dramatically.
Too many people.
All right, pause.
Too much.
Back it up 5 seconds. John Stossel is correct. But everything's a year behind. So we've got numbers from 2022, 2023. For the first time since the Black Plague 600 years ago, roughly, population numbers going down and life expectancy is dropping in every country that had a high uptake of the poison shots. So that's not true. That's why the globalists had to disprove capitalism and free market and had to sabotage it and blow it up. So now world population for the first time is dropping, peaked 2 years ago. And for the first time, life expectancy is plunging since the Black Plague and the beginning of the Renaissance. Continue.
It's comically wrong. Today, there are 4 billion more people. The death rate fell dramatically.
Too many people, too much consumption.
60 Minutes did mention that Ehrlich was wrong about widespread starvation, but they take him seriously, never mentioning his other ridiculous predictions, like his claim that by the year 2000, England will not exist because of climate change.
Impossible. Back it up 10 seconds. Again, they know this is all pure bull. It's not a prediction that didn't come true. They want you to think it's all over, so you give up on your life force, you give up on a future, you give up on forward-looking. All right? They know exactly what they're doing. Continue.
But they take him seriously, never mentioning his other ridiculous predictions, like his claim that by the year 2000, England will not exist because of climate change. But England's still here. Instead of interviewing doomsayers like Ehrlich, 60 Minutes should talk to Marion Tupi, the creator of humanprogress.org.
Everybody is getting richer and longer living, and life is getting better.
It is. The modern era has brought much longer lives and the greatest decline in poverty ever. Young activists think capitalists are destroying the earth.
Millions of people are dying.
People are throwing paint at works of art while blocking traffic.
All right, stop again, back it up. All funded actually by the oil companies. The oil companies are behind the whole global warming thing because they want to make you pay more for the oil and then pay for boondoggles and all the new scams they're running. But again, Stop Oil, Extinction Rebellion, all these groups are globalist, King Charles, New World Order funded to create ugliness, to create a sense of desperation, to kill optimism. Continue.
Longer lives and the greatest decline in poverty ever. Young activists think capitalists are destroying the earth.
Millions of people are dying.
People are throwing paint at works of art, are blocking traffic.
They believe it's the moral thing to do because experts like Ehrlich scare them. Paul Ehrlich wouldn't talk to me.
Stop again. Back it up. If you're the central bankers and have unlimited money made up out of nothing, you want to make people poor and controlled so that they have to socially, through a social credit score, do what you want. So you've got to damage the real economy and push people to the margins. That's all they're doing. This is economic warfare. This is siege. Continue.
Paint at works of art are blocking traffic.
They believe it's the moral thing to do because experts like Ehrlich scare them. Paul Ehrlich wouldn't talk to me for this video, but 7 years ago, he did talk to us. He said, well, when you predict the future, you get things wrong.
It's very difficult for me to picture things holding together for more than another decade.
He's wrong about everything, but they invite him back. They love this stuff.
If you sell the apocalypse, people feel like you are deep.
And now, this is key. Back it up. If you sell the apocalypse, people think that you're deep. No. They're selling the apocalypse to make you give up on yourself and believe you're a bad person and that you don't have value. Soldiers go to war. If they come back and are celebrated, they do great. If they're hated like Vietnam, they commit suicide. They want to tell you you're fundamentally bad so that you give up on your agency and standing up for who you are. So this is the only part of the report that's really wrong is that, oh, they just want to be the heroes. Yeah, they want control of society and civilization, and they want you to hate themselves. It's not just about them being the heroes. It is about you believing you're garbage, and they're going to direct you how to basically give up on life or kill yourself. Continue.
Talk to us. He said, well, when you predict the future, you get things wrong.
It's very difficult for me to picture things holding together for more than another decade.
He's wrong about everything, but they invite him back. They love this stuff.
If you sell the apocalypse, people feel like you are deep and that you care. But if you are selling rational optimism, you sound uncaring.
Uncaring?
Childbearing is herewith forbidden.
No!
It's the doomsayers who are uncaring.
You have to get the death rate and birth rate in balance, and there's only two ways to do it. One is to bring the birth rate down. The other is to push the death rate up.
Ehrlich even suggested that government should sterilize people to prevent the population.
Hit pause there. Back that up. Show that news headline there. How do they want to sterilize you? In the food, what does glyphosate do? What does bisphenol A do? What does atrazine do? What's in the shots? What are they adding to the tetanus shots, the female hormone in second trimester to cause mass abortion? That came out in the 90s. They're doing this. There's the New York Times. They're doing it. That's why sperm counts are down 95%. That's why infertility is everywhere. And they're doing it particularly on the West, the highest IQs, because they want to get rid of their competition. It'd be bad enough they wanted to kill, quote, people that aren't as smart. They want to get rid of their competition. That's what real social Darwinism is about. Continue.
Suggested that government should sterilize people to prevent the population from rising.
Paul Ehrlich always sees human beings as a problem, destroyers rather than creators. He thinks that human beings are no different to rats or rabbits. When we consume all the grass around us, our population explodes, and then it's going to collapse.
Back it up again. Yeah, he has a famous Petri dish analogy in his overpopulation books. Yeah, and if you have a limited amount of growth factor, you put bacteria in it, they'll eat it all, overpopulate, and all die. But we replant, we regrow, we create new systems, we expand. Decades ago, they'd photographed 200 billion galaxies. Now it's trillions of galaxies. Trillions of galaxies with hundreds of millions of stars. And it just goes on. The idea that we don't have resources is preposterous. But that's why Paul Ehrlich and his wife, Annie Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren, Obama's White House science czar in 74, 50 years ago, wrote Eco-Science, the plan to put fluoride in the water to dumb you down and lower your fertility. It's in the book. The plan to inject you with compounds to sterilize you. It's in the book. And all their beta testing they've now gone operational with, as they said they would do in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. They said in the year 2000, we launched the attack, and by 2030, we have got full global government to carry out the extermination of the rest of the public before 2047. It's in a damn plan. And I'm like leading horses to water and saying, please drink. But you can't make a horse drink. And I'm sitting here exposing the ruling class, exposing their horrible plan. There's nothing more frustrating than how criminal it is, how admitted it is, and how we should be able to stop it. And thank God Elon Musk is exposing it and John Stossel. But a lot of you have been listening for decades. You're like, God, this is like Alex Jones world. Because it's real. We're looking at the same damn thing. If you wake up at 2 a.m. and you hear fire trucks and the neighborhood all walks outside their houses in your pajamas and you see the neighbor's house with fire shooting out of it, you're all looking at the same thing. It's not like John Stossel listens to me or Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson, though they do. It's that they're seeing the same burning house. They're seeing the same thing. This is the issue. This is why they go against everybody. This is why they undermine everything good and wholesome. Because they're at war with civilization and progress because that doesn't fit into their control. Freedom, the Renaissance, they've been fighting for 550 years, is at loggerheads with their plan. And they own all the big corporations, and they are at war with you. So admit they're at war, admit you're in a war, and learn about the war, and learn how to fight back and stop complying. And ask God to come into your soul, come into your cells, and lead God and direct you. Go back to the report.
I always sees human beings as a problem, destroyers, rather than creators. He thinks that human beings...
And pause again, back it up 5 seconds. I'm going to say this again. They self-appoint themselves as Thanos. Endgame, name of that movie. 10 years after my movie, Endgame, about depopulation. They're telling you. They're self-appointed in this. We're in the zeitgeist. We're covering the issue. That's why they want us off air. And my mission, before they're successful, and they will be, is to get you to understand that. I guarantee if I know the last day of InfoWars, I'll be back somewhere, I will do the whole thing on depopulation, the whole thing on this. Because this is the crux. This is the center of the wheel. All the spokes go into this. You have the enemy battle plan. You have the enemy battle plan. You have the enemy blueprint. You have their operation. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement and extermination. Continue.
Always sees human beings as a problem. Destroyers rather than creators. He thinks that human beings are no different to rats or rabbits. When we consume all the grass around us, our population explodes, and then it's going to collapse. But human beings are fundamentally different. We have the capacity to innovate.
Marion Tupi is the anti-Ehrlich. His new book, Superabundance, shows more people are good for humanity and the environment. It's counterintuitive to think that more people can be good for the environment because the people will buy cars and they need housing. We use stuff.
We use stuff, but we also grow stuff. What matters is new knowledge. Think about something as simple as sand. When we started melting down sand to create glass, we used the first glass for glass beads or jars. But now we are using glass in fiber optic cables and microchips.
Similar innovation in farming, transportation, genetic engineering is why our growing population won't destroy
nature. All right, let's stop here. And that's the twist. Oh, genetic engineering will save us, but they're Trojan horsing it to do bad to us, the same cult. So that's one of the mistakes in here as well. But again, this is so important because humans do make the environment better. I mean, just since CO2 began to get grabbed from the earth interior and put out into the atmosphere, plants are growing much faster. The world is greening everywhere. He says there's 30-something percent more trees in the United States. He's going off statistics just the last few decades. There are double the trees than there were 100 years ago because we plant them. And that's why Bill Gates says trees are bad because they also create carbon. See, you're the carbon they want to reduce. Let's go back to it.
We're told we're destroying forests.
Looks like a disease across the planet. Boom, there goes the forest.
Nonsense. Forests have grown by 35% in North America and Western Europe in the last 20 years.
Grown because people found ways to produce more food on less land. And prosperous countries can afford to protect nature. But the idea that human innovation is helping nature isn't as popular as doomsayers' claims.
This universe is finite, its resources finite. If life is left unchecked, life will cease to exist.
When Ehrlich's book became popular, Thanos, a comic book character, was introduced.
By killing 50% of all living things in the universe, he will allow the other half to live on.
In the year 2022, nothing runs anymore.
That same year, we also got the movie Soylent Green.
The population of the United States has run out of food, and so every time a human being dies, he or she is converted into a biscuit called Soylent Green.
Step right up. Soylent Green. Soylent Green, my...
And again, this sells
That's
you...
That's been fed to people.
Dystopia.
You gotta tell them Soylent Green is people!
Now we're past 2022, and we're still not eating each other. Nevertheless, ignorant doomsayers still want us to panic.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
Many young people have been so misled, they're afraid to have kids. But that would hurt the world.
The biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse.
That's a bigger problem. Fewer women have babies today. But we need young people to provide the innovation that will solve the Earth's problems. If fewer people have babies, the child who might grow up to cure cancer or develop a miracle battery may never be born. But more people by itself is not enough to get all this innovation.
It is certainly not. If the number of people was all that mattered, China would have been the richest country for centuries. But in fact, what you need is people and freedom. If you let human beings be free, they are going to create more value for everyone.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
And that's why they want this control over reproduction, because that gives them godlike power and they want a post-human world. We're going to go to break. I didn't get to the clip of Ehrlich on television in the 1970s about how the FCC should see to it that large families are always targeted in negative light on television, particularly the fathers. But I'm going to add that clip in post. You know what? I'll come back. I'll play that clip. I'll finish up. I'll go to our guest. Please remember, the only way this pro-human, pro-God broadcast continues is you support us. And if you go to our big sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, there are incredible products like Next Level Foundational Energy that isn't a stimulant but has a natural, incredible stimulant effect by cleaning out your cells, sugar for your whole body. Next Level Foundational Energy is about to sell out. 57% off the highest quality, 30 parts per million, colloidal silver, silver bullet taken internally or on the surface. It's incredible. Antiviral, antibacterial, silver bullet, 57% off. There are so many other great products, like all the nano silver products, the toothpaste that's fluoride-free, three different types of that. So many great products at drjonesnaturals.com. I'm asking you to support us. I want to thank those that have helped us. But I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now at this critical time and get great products at the same time at drjonesnaturals.com. And there is the great Sleep Aid Rocket Rest, the great Nootropic Top Brain. There are so many other incredible products exclusively available at my dad's company, drjonesnaturals.com, and that is the place to go right now and take action while the sales are still going. We're going to have to end some of the sales soon because a bunch of stuff's about to sell out. drjonesnaturals.com. There's a big sale at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off there as well. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, selling out. Nitric Boost, so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us. Big whistleblower coming up. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs that do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Hey, let me start by saying you do a great show.
Thank you.
Hey, let me point out that I took X2 iodine. I started taking that stuff. The best iodine I think I ever found is what you guys are selling.
When did you start taking it?
About 4 years ago, I had high blood pressure, and I was on blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I started eating a little better, but my blood pressure stayed high. And when I took X2 iodine, after about 3 or 4 weeks, I think my body detoxified of a bunch of metals and stuff that my body was storing. And my blood pressure came down to perfect level. And I tell people, the only thing I did was X2 iodine. And even though I do think all your other products are good, I recommend to anybody that they start with X2 iodine because it detoxifies your body and kind of kicks your natural DNA into full force. So in my life, I found X2 iodine the best. I tried other iodines and they didn't have the same effect. But so X2 iodine, I really wanted to point that out.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the next hour, our guest Mike McCormick is a huge whistleblower, stenographer for many years for the globalist Joe Biden. We'll talk to him in a moment. But I wanted to finish up with Paul Ehrlich, the high priest of depopulation since the 60s for the Club of Rome, the UN, the WEF, and the big deep dive that we've been doing, riffing off of the amazing John Stossel report that Elon Musk has been pushing, that's at Real Alex Jones. So here's part of the hour-long interview, the late 70s, with Ehrlich saying we're going to demonize families, we're going to demonize fathers, and then you saw that done on television. That's why you see all these anti-human messages, is to undermine things. I wanted to put a book in here and just zoom in on some of the things that Stossel didn't get to. Here it is.
Now, given the population explosion, let alone in this country, what can the government, what ought the government to do about this?
Well, what it ought to do is this. The first thing, I'm against government interference in our lives. You want to minimize that. So the very first thing the government should do is try and take the pressure off to reproduce. There's a lot of pressure in our society now to reproduce. If you're single, people try and push you into getting married. You know, your wife, you have a bachelor over, and your wife says, gee, shouldn't I have a nice girl over? The idea is, you know, nobody should escape. So there's pressure to get married. Young couples, if they don't have children, people say, gee, they must be sterile. They never say, gee, maybe they like good wine and going to the theater and so on. They prefer that to scraping diapers. So there's pressure to have children. So the first thing that should happen is that the president ought to say, from now here on out, no intelligent, patriotic American family ought to have more than two children, preferably one, if you're starting a family now. Not any law, but just say this is what responsible people do. He ought to make the FCC see to it that large families are always treated in a negative light on television wherever they appear. There ought to be a tremendous amount of television time devoted to spot commercials, the sort we've had against smoking. But ones in the middle, say in the middle of Beverly Hillbillies, you get a scene which shows Los Angeles in the smog, and it just says this city has a fatal disease. It's called overpopulation, and so long. Now, that sort of campaign, you could have a census, a sample census, which would see whether that was having the desired effect. If that didn't, you could move to giving women bonuses for not having babies. That almost certainly would do the job. If that didn't have the effect, then you could move to changing the tax structure so that people who had the money and had the children paid for the children. In other words, you would increase taxes on people with children rather than decrease them, since when they have the children, they require more services. If that doesn't work, then you'll have the government legislating the size of the family. And people say, oh, that's impossible. Government can never intrude and tell you how many children to have. Well, I got news. You know, it intruded a long time ago and told you how many wives you can have. And there's not the slightest question that if we don't get the population under control with voluntary means, that in the not-too-distant future, the government will simply tell you how many children you can have and throw you in jail if you have too many.
And they certainly made a deal right around that time with Communist China for a one-child policy, and they would come and grab people's newborn kids and kill them. But all these globalists, they have 5, 6, 7, 8 kids. They don't want you to have children. Total evil. All right, Mike McCormick joins us. He was a White House stenographer who traveled the world with Vice President Joe Biden from 2011 to 2017. He's recently published the now bestseller, The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden, now advancing quickly up the Amazon bestselling ranking charts. McCormick Eyewitness Accounts follows a timeline of Vice President Joe Biden's White House activities, cross-referenced with emails from the verified Hunter Biden laptop and Obama White House documents. So he's not just a witness, he has documents on top of it, some of which are transcripts McCormick prepared as part of his stenographer duties. This is evidence that McCormick believes should testify in investigating authorities. mmmccormick.substack.com. You can follow him on X as well, and we'll put that on screen. And so you were around him for many, many years before his mind completely went, but he was still evil from me watching at a distance. And you could tie it into the culture war. The Vatican excommunicates their former ambassador to the U.S., declares him guilty of schism for exposing the fact that, as you said on X Day, I saw it, that this is a false pope. Catholics, yeah, I know, are great people, great ideas, but this guy is like the opposite of Pope John Paul II. I mean, I'm not a Catholic. I can see this guy's either Pope John Paul was bad, or this guy's bad, or Pope John Paul's good. This guy's bad. It's clear he's bad. So we can speak to all of that. Biden refusing to leave today, putting out this letter. You know Biden. Who is he really? Yeah. What's happening? You can go back to what you witnessed and maybe walk us forward or start wherever you want. But Mike McCormick, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex. Great to hear that intro. We'll start with Joe Biden. So he called into Morning Joe this morning. That was Joe Biden, who is angry. One of the things behind the scenes that people didn't see about Joe Biden that I saw a lot is the chip on his shoulder he had about the D.C. elites. He used to have this rant about they used to tell him that he wasn't sophisticated. He wanted to be the president the second he got in the Senate as a 29-year-old kid in 1972. And he thought he was going to be. He ran twice and never made it until finally pulled him in as vice president. So he would have this rant about the sophisticates, because he would go home on the Amtrak and go home, and he'd say, they told me I would never amount to anything in Washington because I went home to be with my kids. But, you know, I'm a family man. I'm a middle class Joe kind of guy. I'm going to go back on my train, Amtrak Joe. Well, and then he would get this crazy rant about the elites and they tell me I'm not sophisticated. Well, that's where he is right now. He's starting to rant. And that's when you know Joe's law. He's ruffled his feathers. He's not getting the attention that he thought he would get. He really blew it in that debate. And the polls are against him. So the Democrats are panicking. So this is an interesting time. I think one of Joe Biden's strengths is He sits back and he can read a room. He's good at that. And that's partly why he did such a terrible job in that debate. There was no room to read. He was sitting there in a big auditorium with Trump on one side and a couple of questioners in front of him. And he couldn't really tell what was going on. So he kind of stared off in the distance and looked goofy. And I think, you know, that's why they got mad at his team for sort of setting him into that position. So he does this debate. He comes out goofy, and now he's mad. They're calling for his, you know, early dismissal. And Joe Biden will not quit. I mean, I don't know why the Democrats think they can get him to quit. He's been real clear about it. But I know him, and I think what he's doing is reading the room of the Democratic Party as they're melting down over this. And he's going to make a deal with, I think, Hillary Clinton. I think, you know, the president can select a vice president any time of their term. So it's not like the vice president gets elected. The president selects them. The president gets elected. The vice president serves at the pleasure of the president. And I think that he may make a deal with Hillary to bring her in, get the Clinton arm of the Democratic Party on his side. There's a lot of media that are Clinton fans, a lot more media that are Clinton fans that are Kamala Harris fans, that's for sure. And so then they're going to take on Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. They'll have to do some marketing to rebrand the new name and all that stuff. But that's where he's going to limp across the finish line. But the big thing is this election is staring down the barrel of an invasion of illegal voters. And that's the real problem. That's the fear that we face.
And I want to speak to that, but let's start at the beginning. Describe what it was like the first time you met Joe Biden, what he's really like behind the scenes. You spent a lot of time with him.
First time I flew with Joe Biden on Air Force Two, I walked on the plane and he was dropping an F-bomb as I walked by his cabin. I never heard anybody use an F-bomb on Air Force Two. We were going to Moscow. We get to Moscow and he's in a meeting with Vladimir Putin. This is 2011, March 2011. Vladimir Putin bitch slapped Joe Biden in that meeting. And I wrote about it in that book back there. Joe Biden authorized in 2020 crack up of the Democratic Party. Putin basically lured Biden. Putin's an old KGB guy. He knows his guys have been studying Biden for months, probably. And they set this thing up. They knew all they had to do back in those days to get him to talk and talk and talk at length was asking about his grand experience. So Putin starts the interview off saying, "You have a lot of experience here in Moscow," because Biden would go there as a senator and work on denuclearization stuff. So that started Joe talking. And right in the middle of one long story, just as he goes, "I've been around a long time," Putin shuts off the lights, shuts off his microphone. There's a bunch of television press in there. The television lights are off. And the Russians are yelling, "Get out, get out." And they get out. And he basically stopped Biden mid-sentence. And Biden didn't say anything like, "Hey, I wasn't done talking," or, "Hey, what's going on? Hey, I've got this to tell you about." He just clammed up. That's when Putin knew he had Joe Biden right where he needed him. And he's been doing that to him ever since. This Joe Biden bravado is fake. And Putin knows it. Putin saw it for himself. He proved it. And shortly after that, in the summer of 2011, so Biden is beginning this relationship with Xi Jinping in 2011, and they're both vice presidents.
Let's go back for a minute.
Yeah.
So Biden is talking to Putin, turns the lights out. Wow.
Yeah. And Biden starts lying about it. He starts telling everybody he had this big talk with Putin, and he had a tour of his office. And I see you have no soul. And Putin says, Biden goes, "I'm looking in your eyes and I see you have no soul." He's making a sort of comment off of what George Bush said. "I looked in his eyes and I saw he's a man with soul." And Putin goes, "Now we have an understanding." Well, that was Joe Biden's side of it. Putin said he doesn't really remember it. And, you know, so that's what Joe Biden does, is he creates a situation where he can make himself sound really impressive. But there's only two people in the room, and one of them is either dead or untrustworthy. So Biden.
Well, that's right. He's known for constantly making up wild stories.
Yep, exactly. And so that he did that with Putin, and Putin knew it from the start. That's when Putin started working to undermine the Ukraine project that the Obama-Biden people had set up.
You were getting into Xi Jinping in China when I interrupted.
So Xi Jinping, in 2011, they have, in the January of 2011, this is right after the 2010 midterm, where the Democrats got shellacked. The House goes Republican heavily, historically heavily. So the Chinese are coming in for a visit in January, and they know that Obama is desperate because Obama wants to get reelected, and this doesn't look good for his reelection. So out of this meeting in January 2011 comes this idea that Biden will connect with Xi Jinping, both vice presidents, because Xi Jinping is touted to be the next president, and they're going to have this special vice president to vice president relationship. And I think that came out of Biden's friend, who was then the national security advisor, friend and longtime operative, Tom Donilon. So Tom Donilon was national security advisor. He had a pedigree that put him in China a lot. And I think he's the one that set up this special vice president relationship. So Biden goes over to, in 2011, he, after being roughed up by Putin, Biden goes over and gets roughed up by the Chinese. We're standing in the Great Hall of People. I'm the stenographer, and there's press there, and there's this meeting. And Biden goes on and on. He can't shut up. He won't stop talking. And the Chinese guys are getting pissed off. So then they come over and start shoving us out the room, physically shoving us like a rugby scrum. And later they said, our guy talked for 2.5 minutes. Biden talked for 10 minutes. And it was like, that's why they were pissed off. And the Americans are like, oh, well, he just always talks a lot. That's the old Joe Biden. Joe Biden would never get elected as that guy because he wouldn't shut up and he would talk about stupid things. So in 2020, when he goes to run for president from his basement, he never talks. He doesn't do big speeches. And now what we're seeing is he can't physically talk. He's falling apart.
So he's a joke on the world stage.
He's a joke on the world stage with people who know how to handle themselves. The tough guys, the Xi Jinpings, the Putins, the North Korean guy. They just don't pay attention to him. The psychopaths, the Europeans and the NATO people, you know, they need Biden. They need his support. The World Economic Forum types, you know, he's always been a big Atlanticist, he calls it. I think that's another name for a globalist. And so and he's been in the pocket of the Chinese. They know they have him.
But let me shift gears. Why do you think all these other world leaders eat out of Trump's hand then? What's the difference?
Why do I think? What's the difference between Trump and Biden?
Do you disagree? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. It seems like they eat out of his hand compared to what they do to Biden.
I wouldn't say that. I would say Trump is a better deal maker, and he was more. I worked 1 year with Trump, so 2017. The thing with Trump in his first term was he didn't really have the backing of the rest of the government. I don't know how world leaders saw that, perceived it, heard about it.
No, Putin talked about that. He says we make a deal, the bureaucracy ignores it. I'm just saying it seemed like Trump was way better received by the world than Biden.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a tough guy. And Trump didn't mess around. And Biden, you know, Biden thought he was a big foreign policy guy, and he always promoted himself that way. But when Biden was doing foreign policy before he was vice president, he was doing it as a group. He would go over it with a group of senators. And he would tell these lies about he had this big meeting with Goldmeier. Well, he never had a one-on-one meeting with Goldmeier because he was never there by himself. So, you know, there's these stories that people get bought into with Biden, and the world leaders didn't buy into him. And Trump didn't tell those stories about himself. So they knew at least they were dealing with a straight guy who knew how to make deals and consummate deals. And the other thing that Trump did that was really interesting is he didn't go to all those stupid APEC meetings. He sent Pence. So, you know, the world leaders, when they go to those, APEC is Asian Pacific Economic Community or something like that. They wear the funny shirts and stuff. Trump didn't go there. So he wasn't playing sort of the world leader showboat games. And Biden would do that. And Biden was a showboat his entire career.
Sure, because Trump had the power through policy. He didn't need to go do that. So I want to move into I want to move into the current situation into the future with you. But just other, I know it's covered in your book, the case to impeach Biden. But knowing Biden, you said he'll never give up. I mean, seeing him write this letter, Democrats trying to remove him. What are your predictions now?
Well, I think he's going to fight through to the convention, and then he'll, you know, rigmarole something out of the convention, probably a partnership with Hillary. Maybe he gets Kamala on board and a bunch of Democrats on board. You know, the rallying cry they have now is, this is what the voters decided. He's following through on what the voters decided, and he can beat Trump. And they have this whole, you know, basically behind the scenes, Joe Biden set up a 2024 steal by bringing in between 10 and 30 million illegal immigrants. And to do, and he knows that. He's got that infrastructure. He's not giving that up to anybody. He's not turning that over to Gavin Newsom. So Joe Biden's going to run this thing, and all these knucklehead people out there are saying that the donors and the Hollywood people, we're not going to support him. He should step down. They're just revealing what amateurs they are. They're just absolute amateur land there.
So what's going to happen then?
Well, I think Biden rolls through the convention. He comes out and they, you know, Trump's going to continue to build on the, in the polls. You may see some small shift in the polling that starts to make Biden look like he's catching up all of a sudden after Labor Day. He caught his breath. The convention did really well. And, you know, oh, look at Joe coming on, because that's how his first Senate race went. He was a nobody in the summer. And all of a sudden, when after Labor Day, they poured it on and he won by like 3,000 votes. He beat this guy who was a longtime governor and senator, and he beat him out. He was an older guy. So Biden came on as a young guy, could do the young guy thing. And so he has this sense of being able to pour it on at the end. And, you know, the 2020 election is an anomaly. You can't even measure what that was or how he did it. It was all a steal from the beginning. This election is basically a steal from the beginning, but they have to cover it differently. They have to pretend that he's going to have this surge of popularity after he has this great convention. And, you know, maybe
they're trying to have a virtual convention. What do you make of them trying to make Chicago virtual?
Yeah, that sounds like their next step is they're trying to keep him in the basement virtual. And that helps him, and it, you know, keeps all these brainwashed Democrats on board to, oh, he won't get beat. He can't get beat. Trump's such a terrible guy. But they're just running the rig. They're just setting up the rig right now.
So finishing up with this area, because you've been inside, you know, worked for Trump, worked for Biden. You've been in the middle of, while you're there with the world leaders, creating a record of it. We'll talk about a fly on the wall. What does the Democrat establishment do? Because I've always thought and seen that Obama had a lot of control of Biden, and but I agree he's shifting more towards Hillary. Do you think Obama was really the power behind it, or was that made up? I mean, or has it always just been Biden's in control?
I think, you know, people talk about Obama being the puppet master and Biden being the puppet. I think it was the other way around. I think, you know, Obama made his mark in the Democratic circles in 2004 with a big speech at the Democratic convention. And Joe Biden at that time knew he wanted to run in 2008. So he marked this guy, and he probably had his operatives go look into his background. In 2006, when Obama makes it through and gets in the Senate, Biden tucked him right under his wing. He was the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He tucked him right under his wing and put him on the Foreign Relations Committee so he could get some foreign policy experience. Probably Biden at that time thought he would be the presidential candidate and have Obama as his vice president. Well, Obama flipped the script on him. But Biden may have known something about Obama that out of his personal life that Obama had to hide. So he makes Biden his vice president. Biden always has this saying about Obama that he told him, I want to be the last guy in the room after everybody leaves when there's a big deal to be done. I want to be the last guy in the room with you. That's probably when Biden told him, OK, you're going to do this with me because I know this. And if you look at Biden.
And what is that thing that Obama's a homosexual?
Yeah, I think that's what he was talking about. I don't know for certain what Obama was behind the scenes.
But you were watching this as his stenographer. Wow.
Yeah. But I will tell you this. We used to get the Air Force One passenger manifests. So Obama would fly back and forth to Chicago. And when he flew back and forth to Chicago, very rarely, maybe only less than five times, he would go there all the time because that's where his political office was for reelection. Michelle and the kids never went with him. So he would go back to their home, their house where they were born and grew up without his family. Why would he do that? Michelle Obama was a Chicago girl. She had friends there. She never went back with him. Why was that? And that's what I saw in the Air Force One manifest. So Obama had something going on in Chicago, and the same thing played out on the West Coast. You know, when Obama first met Xi as a president, that was in the June of 2013. There's kind of a question around the meeting. It was out in a place in California called Sunnylands. It's in Palm Springs. And Xi showed up with his wife, but Obama didn't show up with Michelle. And people were asking, why isn't Michelle here? Oh, you know, Xi brought Madam Xi. Why isn't Michelle here? And there was never a good answer. And so she wasn't out there. So there was a lot of times in California trips where Michelle wasn't around, California and Chicago. And I don't know what they were doing, but I have a feeling that there was something going on that was what Joe Biden knew.
Biden basically say, I got Obama by the short hairs.
That's my feeling was behind the scenes. Yep.
All right, we're going to break. We'll do the next 30 minutes. We'll be back for like 2 hours of the deep dive soon. People should get your book, The Case to Impeach. It's absolutely vital. There it is right there on screen. The case to impeach and imprison Joe Biden hardcover, which is more timely now than ever. But just the minute and a half we have to break, what else would you say about Joe Biden?
Well, he's evil. I mean, he's deeply evil. He's a win it at all cost politician. He had operatives, I think, set up the pandemic in 2020. And that's how they got him in. And he's been hiding behind the scenes ever since. And so he's a guy who has to be watched carefully. He's willing to destroy our country to keep himself as the vice president. I mean, as the president.
So you're saying from what you saw, your dead reckoning is Joe Biden was blackmailing Obama with homosexuality?
Yeah, probably. And I think that's why he got so many big assignments. You know, in 2009, I wasn't there this time, but this is what my understanding. He came in and he got the Recovery Act. And he started doing meetings with the cabinet in the cabinet room as though he's like the junior president.
Hold on. Stay there, that's Mike McCormick. We've got a two-minute break. I'm going to write back to you to finish up with this and then get into all the other subjects. We talk about the past, talk about present and the future.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.